USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign is officially underway. The president telling a huge crowd at a rally in Orlando last night he is ready to keep America great.
Together we're breaking the most sacred rule in Washington politics. We are keeping our promises to the American people. Because my only special interest is you. I don't have a special interest. I don't care.
Trump saying his administration has restored a broken federal government, and he cited the strong national economy and said nobody has done what we have done in 2.5 years. Suicide rates among American teens rising, especially among boys. Between 2015 and 2017, the annual rise exceeded 14%. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks scheduled to testify at a closed meeting of the House Judiciary Committee today. Hicks spent years as a close aide and advisor to Donald Trump before and after his election. The White House ordering that Hicks invoke executive privilege and not answer the panel's questions. Democrats expressing concern after the acting defense chief withdraws from the confirmation process. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the withdrawal of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's nomination for the permanent position means national security is at risk.
This is a very difficult time with everything going on in Iran and all the provocations and counteractions. And to have no Secretary of Defense at this time is appalling.
Shanahan withdrew after reports surfaced about domestic abuse with his family.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Britain's Prince Harry is continuing a cause his mother, Princess Diana, was involved in just months before she died in a car crash back in 1997. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
It's a $60 million campaign to clear landmines in Angola, a cause championed by Diana, Princess of Wales, who actually walked through a minefield in 1997. Prince Harry said this was an asset that should be protected, celebrated, and a benefit to its people.
In fact, I was told just the other day of the positive transformation in Huambo since my mother walked that minefield all those years ago. What is less well known is the impact landmines can have on conservation and wildlife.
A controversial congresswoman has made some controversial remarks about Amazon, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
House Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York claimed on ABC's This Week on Sunday that Amazon workers are paid, in her words, starvation wages. She said Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is a billionaire because he pays people so little. Amazon's now tweeted back at her, calling the lawmaker just wrong and touting its $15 minimum wage and full benefits for workers from day one. However, a spokesperson for Ocasio-Cortez says Amazon still built its business by extorting cities and governments for tax breaks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.